This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's up, America? Did you have a good Independence Day weekend? Long weekend. It's not the 4th of July. It's Independence Day, but for leftists, it's just another day. It's the 4th of July. Or maybe as Barack Obama says, it's a Cuatro de Cinco, the 4th of 5th. KJRadio.com is what you're listening to. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. Democrats this week came out against the Betsy Ross flag, the flag, the symbol of America, in a Nike shoe. Why? Because a black ethnocentric racist named Colin Kaepernick said, you know what, I don't like the shoe. It's a shoe of oppression. We have a guy, Michael Eric Dyson, who decided to break it down and tell us exactly what it all meant. And I want to play this clip for you.
Joining us now, Georgetown professor Michael Eric Dyson, author of What Truth Sounds Like. Nancy Cook and Tamara Keith are also back with us. Professor Dyson, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So Stephanie touched on this in her piece a little bit, but can you explain why this particular flag, this symbol, is so offensive to some?
Right. Well, it hails from the revolutionary period, of course, of this nation's founding, which was deeply embroiled in, you know, enslavement, the owners of slaves, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and the like, but also it's the recent use of this flag that has been most opprobrious. White right-wing white supremacists have used it as a rallying cry for their own cause. And none of these flags are kind of set in stone, right? It's depending upon the culture in which you live, the moral ecology of the time. So right now, this flag has been used by people who want to pummel African-Americans, Latinx, Jews, and other people, neo-Nazis who want to claim that they have the true copyright on American identity. So why not choose a flag that is representative of everybody? The diversity of identities, ideologies, and people of color and mainstream people who happen to exist in this country. That's the kind of blowback against the use of this particular flag.
What do you make of those who say, listen, why let those sort of right-wing white supremacist groups win? Why not reclaim the flag, if you will?
That would be beautiful. I don't hear anything coming from the right about that. I don't hear them going, hey, this is not.
And you think the onus is on the right to do that?
Well, yeah, because the left is responding. They're saying this flag is problematic. They're giving their interpretation. It's similar to what the Confederacy has done. They lost the war, but they won the battle of interpretation. This is waging a war of interpretation on the landscape of American popular culture for the collective mindset of America. And people have their right to weigh in as they choose. But the reality is that this flag has represented something that is offensive and opprobrious. And if people want to reclaim it, then do so. It's like the argument about the statues. The statues are there for education. Mm-hmm. I don't hear people talking about Robert E. Lee as a moment of educating us about the viciousness of white supremacy. So were that to occur, it would be great. It just hasn't happened.
What about the argument that some have made, this is PC culture run amok, if you will? If Nike wants to put this flag on their shoe, why are people so upset about it?
Yeah, because, you know, words matter, symbols matter too. Why don't we wear a swastika for July 4th? Because, I don't know, it makes a difference. The cross burning on somebody's lawn. Why don't we just have a Nike, you know, celebration of the cross? Well, because those symbols are symbols of hate. So we can take PC culture back. It's amazing to me the people who cry the loudest about PC are the ones who didn't show up when the offense first occurred, who didn't defend the people who were victims of white supremacy or racism or sexism or misogyny, but now pop up and say, hey, let's not be too PC. If you ain't fought the battle, if you haven't celebrated the process, you can't acclaim the product. So at this point, I think people need to be honest about it and say, it's not a matter of PC. There are many people within communities of color who understand complexity, complication. You can't have it the way you want it. But something so glaring and so apparent, that has to be dealt with.
How many times did you throw up listening to Michael Eric Dyson, professor? A professor? Where it's Georgetown? Somewhere up in D.C.? This is a black nationalist. This is a guy who thinks of life through the prism of racism. Nike and the Betsy Ross shoe, revolutionary period, deeply embroiled in this nation's founding and slavery. By the way, everything this nation overcame. You know, it's funny. Without having to go back If Michael Eric Dyson couldn't go back more than, say, 15 years, what would he talk about? What would he have to say? What would be his fallback position on America? You want to know why he does it? Because he makes a good living doing it. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, folks. Revolutionary period deeply embroiled in the nation's founding and slavery. Michael Eric Dyson, let me tell you something. People like him wouldn't take a step on a new continent, go through a fraction of what the people that founded this nation were willing to do. For the record, they are also wanting to spend $600,000 removing some George Washington mural in a school or somewhere. Can you believe this? Think about what George Washington went through in order to form this nation. The very nation that gave all these black suckers, these leftists, a black president, something they so sorely and dearly wanted, who, by the way, was one of the worst presidents ever, and they still, it isn't enough. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. See, I don't care what color our president is. I care that he loves the country. Or she. That's all I care about. But he says the flag represents neo-Nazis. It's the copyright, because those are the people who now own the copyright to the flag and the American identity and choosing that flag. So he says, hey, choose another flag. Which one? The rainbow flag. It's funny they talk about theft, stealing of flags. I will tell you this. When I see the 13 stars, I think of the founding of this nation. When I see the 50 stars on a flag, Old Glory, I think of where we stand today and the evolution of what has become the greatest country in the world. When I see a gay flag, I don't see a gay flag. I see the rainbow. If you want to talk about stealing a flag, the gays have stolen a flag or stolen the symbol because we haven't stolen anything. There is no way that any free-thinking, free-range American, not these plantation Americans, would ever believe that our flag is a symbol of neo-Nazism, is a sign of the Klan. I got more to talk about on this subject, man. I'm heated about it because this is a perfect example of where the left, we let them teach this. That is a professor in a modern university teaching about America and making it appear as if we're some imperialist colonialists who are run by a bunch of neo-Nazis. And again, I want to come back to it because it just deserves too much attention. We don't have enough time in this segment because we're just getting started. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. We will return.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Well, it hails from the revolutionary period, of course, of this nation's founding, which was deeply embroiled in, you know, enslavement of the owners of slaves, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and the like. But also, it's the recent use of this flag that has been most opprobrious. White right-wing white supremacists have used it as a rallying cry for their own cause. And none of these flags are kind of set in stone, right? It's depending upon the culture in which you live, the moral ecology of the time.
That was Professor Michael Eric Dyson, idiot, and he wants a new flag. He says, you know, it's the we can change the flag. We can make it fit. It could be more mainstream. You know, it'll fit all people. It'll fit people of color. It'll fit women. It'll fit the LGBT community. But what it won't fit are white folks. You know, those white people that fought to establish this nation. Oh, I know. They use slave labor. Yeah, where'd they get those slaves? From the black people in a nation that was using slave labor to build their countries. Anybody want to go to Africa? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Any of you want to live in Africa? I've been there. If you want to go, go. Experience it. Here's what I will guarantee you. You will come home and kiss the ground that you walk on. Send a black person over there. Send Michael Eric Dyson to Africa. Talk about slavery in Africa. Talk about all the issues around Africa, all the mistreatment, the inhumanity to man. And you know what he'll come back with? Black folks mistreating black folks, the same way it is in America with these black folks. But not a white man to be seen. White man goes over, and you know what the black folks in Africa did? Said, hey, you know what? We got some extra labor here if you want some. But instead of blaming the source, which is what most people would take a look at, Michael Eric Dyson blames the end user. Yeah, the end user is the one that's got the problem. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, folks. So he's asked in an interview, Michael Eric Dyson is asked by, I don't know, somebody on MSNBC or some, where, why let them, you know, why let them win the war? Why, you know? And he says the left is responding. They're responding by rejecting this American flag. Good for them. By the way, on the Independence Day, or what the left called the 4th of July, people were burning our flag. They're taught to hate. They're taught to hate. Black kids are taught to hate white kids. I was having a discussion with a friend of mine. He said, point blank, taught to hate. Kevin, this is the society we live in. He asked me, he says, why are black people being taught to hate? I said, that's the only thing the left has to sell. Taught to hate. He says, the Confederacy is winning the law on interpretation, the war on the flag, what we think about the flag. What do you think about the flag? Do you see a symbol of racism? Because I'm going to tell you right now, never in my life have I thought about the flag and went, look at that racist symbol. I don't even think of the Confederate flag as that. I think of it as a sign of the South. Unbelievable. It says the flag represents offensive and inappropriate views of America. Offensive. He says that flag is offensive to people and it's inappropriate for us to put that thing in anybody's face. And he equates it to this condemnation of these statues. The statues of the Southerners or whatever else. Because you know what? Those statues really hold a lot of meaning for black people. Most black people have walked by those statues their entire lives, never thought a second about it until some leftist brought it up. And the idea is, why build a monument to men who fought on the wrong side of an issue? Quite frankly, I don't care. That would be like me saying that, why do people keep family pictures of Robert E. Lee? Why? Why would they want to remember General Lee or any other Southern general who was fighting for slavery? Why would they do it? Any more so than I would tell that family, hey, forget your forefathers, throw it away, no matter how bad of men they were, or whatever they did, you got to throw that away. I would never say that to a family. I don't care what you keep as a memento, and I don't care if people of the time wanted to build statues to you. It doesn't hurt my feelings at all. You know who it hurts? It hurts those the plantation Negroes. See, free-range Negroes, nothing hurts us. You're not going to make me, oh, Kevin, don't you feel bad when you see one of them statues? No, I don't, actually. You know what? I see it as a monument. I've told you guys this before. I see it as a monument to us whooping your butt. You believing that black people should be cattle, we kicked your butt and you built a monument. Thank you for showing us who we beat the crap out of. If you really want to push me, that's what I think about it. And then he's asked, Michael Eric Dyson, professor, ethnocentric black racist professor, is asked, he says, well, don't you think that other people have are right in saying this is PC culture run amok? And he goes, well, no, words matter. Symbols matter. Yeah, he says words and symbols matter. And then he went on to say, why don't we wear a swastika on the 4th of July? Well, let me tell you why, Michael Eric Dyson, because it has nothing to do with the conversation. Think about this, the equivalency of what his discussion is about the flag, the symbol of America, is why don't we have a swastika? Because we're not German, and because we're not Nazis. And then he goes on to say this, and by the way, before I move on, many white people fought to make sure that there would be no swastikas in America. Nobody ever brings that up when they're... I would say to Michael Eric Dyson, it's really funny. You always bring up a swastika. Do you know how many white people died in World War II to make sure that the symbol of America was not a swastika? Have you thought about that? How many of your people, Michael Eric Dyson, died in D-Day and died in World War II? How many? Because let me tell you something. I know a lot of white people who did. And for the record, the only reason why you sit on this stage is because 386,000 white men fought for your black behind. They were called Republicans. Then he equates it to cross-burning on somebody's lawn. How about the nerve of this Democrat-voting black man voting for the party of oppression, calls himself a professor. How about this? Michael Eric Dyson trying to use a symbol of the Democratic Party to make you feel guilty. How about that? You buying it? You going for it? Coming out against the symbol of America because one stupid Negro named Colin Kaepernick had the nerve to be against it. Nobody should be giving Colin Kaepernick that kind of juice. Nobody. If there's any time that I tell you, you need to stop supporting Nike, this will be it. I have one Nike bag. It was a gift from a friend. And that's the last bit of Nike that I have. And I'm dumping it all. I've dumped it. I took a shirt off when I was traveling because I'm sick of Nike. But what I'm sick more of is people not standing up to the nonsense of the Colin Kaepernicks and standing up to the nonsense of the Michael Eric Dysons and the Mark Lamont Hills and many others who are out there spewing nothing but hatred and division. There's no place for it. And we allow it. We feel like, oh, we're giving everybody a free... No, you're not. You're not giving your point of view when you give them their shot and saying whatever they want to say.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal prosecutors in New York want billionaire Jeffrey Epstein to stay behind bars until his trial on sex trafficking charges.
Epstein is charged in a two-count indictment. First, conspiracy to commit sex trafficking, and second, the substantive crime of sex trafficking of underage girls.
New York U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Bierman says Epstein is accused of forcing underage girls to perform sex acts on him at his mansion in Manhattan and creating a network allowing him to sexually exploit and abuse dozens of underage girls. A new Justice Department legal team is taking over President Trump's push for a citizenship question on next year's census. The department made the announcement today that the new team is from the Civil Division and will now be in charge of solving how to legally put the question about citizenship on the survey. And First Lady Melania Trump is in West Virginia taking part in a roundtable on the opioid crisis. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
In case you weren't aware, we live in a time where hating America is popular. That is the sentiment that will get people to pay attention to you, to go, oh, you go, girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I just played a clip on this broadcast earlier of Michael Eric Dyson comparing the flag to Nazism and to KKK burning of crosses on black people's lawns. Things that, quite frankly, represent the very Democrats that he supports. Nazis, socialists, people that believe government should be in charge, and I could go on. And as far as the Klan is concerned, an intimidation arm. Antifa. Black Lives Matter. Everything that we are talking about that they want to push off to us are the very things that these leftists do. 844-551-8255 is how you can reach us. Oh my gosh. Swastikas. He asks, why don't we wear swastikas on the 4th of July? He asks, why don't we have the cross burnings as a symbol on the 4th of July? We live in a time where hating America is popular. This week, last week I should say, the Bessie Ross shoe for Nike is boycotted because it's got our flag on it. Ask the average student, the average millennial Gen Zer, what they feel about America, and they will tell you they don't like it. They don't like this country. We aren't the best country in the world. I can't imagine anywhere in the world where they go, hey, look, you're not the best country. Even in Cuba, Cubans are taught they're the best country in the world. They don't know any better. So that's what they're taught. We know we're the best country in the world, and you know what? We can't even teach it to our kids. We have Marxist professors like Michael Eric Dyson comparing this country to the scourge of Germany, to the scourge of the worst parts of Russia and the worst parts of China, etc., and even to the worst parts of what they represent. And we do nothing. Why do you think I started SeekingEducationalExcellence.org, an organization that is dedicated to getting rid of professors like Dyson and to righting the wrongs in these colleges and universities full of communists? Unbelievable. Let me play this clip. Cabot, I forget his last name. but he's with the Leadership Institute, and he asked students what they thought about America.
Are you proud to be an American this year?
No. There are so many issues right now that I just, like, can't say yes.
Not as proud as I've been in the past, but I feel lucky.
I've been prouder. What would you say are the reasons that you're feeling that way?
Definitely our current president. I can't be proud of a country that, like, elected Trump. I think it's awful if someone says they aren't proud to be an American, regardless of who's in our office. So, of course, I'm more proud than honestly ever.
I think one of the most patriotic things a person can do is realize that there's a lot of problems in the country. Be willing to help solve those problems. And still love their country at the end of the day.
Oh, man. Joining us now is media director of CampusReform.org, Cabot Phillips. Cabot, welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So, Cabot, I think this is part of the new trend where it's cool to diss America, especially on college campuses. That's the new cool, isn't it?
That's absolutely what it is. I've been on over 100 campuses with Leadership Institute's Campus Reform, and I've seen how it really is highbrow. You almost gain credibility when you talk down on America. And for people cringing, asking, how have we gotten to this point? Young people in that poll were the least likely to say they were proud to be American, and I think it's because we've removed American exceptionalism from our college classes, from high school classes as well. And when people think we're nothing special, of course they're going to think we're not worth defending or that there are plenty of other places like this around the world.
The key phrase that Cabot Phillips said, welcome back everybody, Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, but the key phrase is he says that it's easy to talk down a country when you don't have any, you know, any good feelings about it. That's what colleges and universities have taught. When I tell you they teach hate, I don't mean they just teach hate against you and me. They teach it at the broadest level. Hate America. And that encompasses everything that we stand for, because you know why? We love this country. So if they hate it and you love it, automatically they get to hate you. And they have a rational reason in their minds as to why they should be able to hate you. You love this country? Are you aware of all the bad things this country has done? That's just, it cracks me up when I think about this. Let me tell you the bad things we've done. We've created an Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a bartender who's become a representative. We've created Muslim infiltrators in the way of Tlaib and Omar and our government, women who couldn't even drive in their own countries. We've created multi-millionaire, whiny NFL kneelers who would be cooks and shoeshine boys around the world, if that. That's what we've created. The greatest country in the world. We created a black president who couldn't even become, this guy in his own country of Kenya couldn't even become a legislator, but he runs our government. That's what we've created. More millionaire, multi-millionaire doctors, lawyers, scientists of all colors and creations. I mean, name it, we've got it. More women doing the best things in the world. Name me where women can do better. Maybe outside of Israel. I don't know of a country that could do... You can't do any better. And Israel is fortunate that Big Brother is taking care of her. So, show me where you want to live. Cabot continues because he says, all these kids... By the way, these kids have talking points. Who do you... I don't like being American. Why? Because we elected Trump. I mean, that's a talking point. That's not a reason to hate this country. I didn't like that Obama was elected president, but I still loved America. Anyway, he goes on to say, well, where do you think it's better?
Watch what happened when I asked people, looking around the world, is America the best? Do you think we're the greatest country in the world?
I don't. No. It's not the greatest country in the world.
What would you say it is?
If I had to say, I would probably say Sweden. Canada's doing it kind of well now, so, like, what are we the greatest in? Like,
personal freedom.
Are we, though? Maybe personal freedom for you.
Oh, boy.
Kevin, they seem like nice kids, right? But they probably never encountered the best arguments for why America is great. I mean, they just don't know.
Yeah, and so many of these students, when I asked them what's the best, they brought up the Nordic states. I think a lot of that has to do with the rise in socialism. Bernie Sanders saying we need to be more like Sweden and more like Norway. These students didn't know anything about the countries they were saying were the greatest. They just wanted to say America wasn't. And a lot of them, when I asked for the reason why, said the border crisis, the fact that so many people are trying to get here and can't get in, the fact that so many people are risking their lives to come to America for a better life is an example of how great we are. They don't do that in Norway and Sweden and Canada. They come to America because they know we have freedom and opportunity unlike anywhere else. And I wish these students knew that people risk their lives to enjoy the freedoms that they do every day and appear to sometimes take for granted.
They don't just appear to take it for granted. They do take it for granted. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Freedom. And I talk about this often because it's such a big deal. And I know that this is what makes us different than any other country. Is when you wake up in the morning and you feel limitless, that's a feeling that's nowhere else in the world. You feel limitless. You feel powerful. You feel like your government can protect you. You feel, I can't explain to you how free my mind feels, and I know you feel this, that there is nothing this country can't accomplish. You may not do it, but there's somebody willing to do it, somebody who can do it. The reason why we have the best minds in America isn't because there's a gene in America that makes us smarter than anybody. It isn't that. I've come to the conclusion that genius is equally distributed, and it gets cultivated over the years based on where you are. In other words, you're not going to find the greatest mathematician roaming the Serengeti, you know, in the Maasai tribe or whatever, but you may find somebody that understands nature better than anybody in that tribe. So genius is equally distributed. And by the way, there are some good mathematicians that you'll never hear about because they never get put into that position. It's like the Indian mathematician who ended up going to work at somewhere in Britain. But it's a rare thing to find him because nobody, you know, really, he or she doesn't get to exercise that genetic quality. But they'll put that genius somewhere else. But these kids have, going back to these kids, talking points. Sweden, Canada, personal freedom. Well, do we really have yeah, you do. You do have personal freedom. I want to talk more about the border crisis and how that relates to this and the talking points and the brainwashing that occurs, because that's what's happening to our students.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
Something wrong here. Gonna break down.
think you are impressed, black man, if you have the SAT scores of a third grader and you get into Harvard. Shut up! Tired of your constant bitching, Grossteen. All you know how to do is upsize my fries. Push the picture of the big box on the cash register and you say you want $15 an hour? How are you going to read your paycheck? Get a crew. Something wrong. Out.
Anti-American students, anti-American generation of kids coming up. Why? Because the people teaching them hate this country. They teach hate. They hate you. And one of the when they can't have a real reason to hate you, because there is no reason to hate you, you are the reason this country is the best country in the world. It isn't about our natural resources. It isn't about our military. It isn't even about our economy. It's because of you. It's what you bring to the world, the thought process that you bring to the world. Different than anywhere in the world. I guarantee you. That is our differentiator. The openness of our society. If you come here the right way. The idea that we encourage the best and brightest to come here. And you know what happens? Through tangential thought, differential thought, they become better. They become smarter. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. One of the things that was mentioned in this clip by Cabot Phillips about all these kids saying they're not proud to be American is the border crisis. See, these kids have been taught that America is, we're closing our borders and therefore we're bad people. And they know that's not true, but they don't know how to reconcile it because there's nothing fighting back against the grain. Which is why we started seeking educational excellence and to go to campuses and argue, to debate these different things, to say to these kids, yeah, what you got? Anyway, I want to play something. Here was Don Lemon talking about the border issue. This is how the left wants to present this problem. Then I'm going to play something from CNN, Farid Zakaria, and what he says on immigration. But here's Don Lemon.
Sorry. That picture, I can't even look at it.
You must.
I can't even look at it, Chris. Every time it comes up, I have to look away. I can't. And I'm not being dramatic. It's just
dramatic.
Of course
it kills you. It kills every part of you. Every part of us that makes us human. This issue, not since what I saw during the war that was being ignored here at home, has something ripped at me and made me feel like I'm not doing the job right.
When I first thought, I said, this can't, please tell me this is not real. This is not real. And then the alert came out from CNN, and it's real. I cannot believe you asked the same question that I asked, that I've been asking people all night. Who are we? Who are we as a people to sit and judge people who are trying to come across for better lives and better conditions and to cast most of them or all of them in a light that they're trying to get something free or that they're breaking the law? Sure, there are people who come over illegally. Sure, there are people who come over who have untoward intentions. But for the most part, people are coming over and risking their lives because they want to have a better life. They want to have what America offers, what America offered you, and what it has offered, at least in the recent past, to people like me.
So that's Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo reacting to the picture of the father and the baby who died on the river and blaming us. And then it's funny because he knows that these people are illegal, therefore they are lawbreakers, but no, it's the other lawbreakers, not them. And how can you look at that? How can you be a human and look at that picture and not feel, yeah, I do feel sympathy for him. I feel sympathy that that guy had to leave a country that was so crappy that he was willing to put his life and the life of his child at risk in order to illegally enter another country. What a crappy country that is that sent that parent and child feeling that level of desperation, if indeed they felt that. And it makes me proud as an American to say that's how people are willing to do that to get here. Because let me tell you something. There are no Americans clamoring to get to any of these countries that these students believe are the best countries. If Norway and Sweden and Finland are so great, then why aren't people trying to go there in droves? Why do we not hear about the number of people who die trying to get into Norway and Sweden? Oh, well, there's no river barrier. What? Let me tell you something. There's impediments to everything. Why are they not dying? And why aren't they flooded? Oh, I know. There's a lot of Muslims over there, you know, impregnating all them white Swedish girls and Norwegians. Fine. But let me just say something. They're being welcomed. There's nobody, there's no reason to fight. All I'm telling you is, if it's easy to go there, and why aren't they just flooded? I know there's a bunch of them, but they had the problem that America had, where there are millions of people entering this country every year. Sweden would be overrun. As good as it is. And for the record, it's so good, even white folks should want to go. I want to go on to another clip, and this is Fareed Zakaria. And he's talking about the border crisis as well, but he's got a different take.
Given President Trump's mean-spirited and often bigoted attitudes on immigration, it pains me to say this, but he is right that the United States faces a crisis with its asylum system. Democrats might hope that the out-of-control situation at the southern border undermines Trump's image among his base as a tough guy who can tackle immigration, but they should be careful. It could actually work to the president's advantage. Since 2014, the flow of asylum seekers into the United States has skyrocketed. Last year, immigration courts received 162,000 asylum claims, a 240% increase from 2014. The result is a staggering backlog, with more than 300,000 asylum cases pending, and the average immigration case has been pending for more than 700 days. It's also clear that the rules surrounding asylum are vague, lax, and being gamed. The initial step for many asylum seekers is to convince officers that they have a credible fear of persecution in their home countries, and about 75% meet that criteria. Some applicants for asylum have suspiciously similar stories using identical phrases. Many simply use the system to enter the U.S. and then melt into the shadows or gain a work permit while their application is pending. Asylum is meant to be granted to a very small number of people in extreme circumstances, not as a substitute for the process of immigration itself. Yet the two have gotten mixed up. As The Atlantic's David Frum has pointed out, the idea of a right to asylum is a relatively recent one, dating to the early years of the Cold War. Guilt-ridden over the rejection of many Jewish refugees during World War II, the UN created a right of asylum to protect those who were fleeing regimes where they would be killed or imprisoned because of their identity or beliefs. This standard has gotten broader and broader over the years and now includes threats of gang warfare and domestic violence. These looser criteria, coupled with the reality that this is a safe way to enter the U.S., have made the asylum system easy to abuse. Applications from Hondurans, Guatemalans, and Salvadorans have surged even though the murder rate in their countries has been cut in half. More broadly, hundreds of millions of people around the world who live in poor, unstable regions where threats of violence abound could easily apply for asylum. Do they all have the legal right to enter the U.S. through a back door, bypassing the normal immigration process? The Trump administration's approach has been mostly to toughen up the criteria, hire more judges, push Mexico to keep applicants from entering the U.S. But a much larger fix is needed. The criteria for asylum need to be rewritten and substantially tightened. The number of courts and officials dealing with asylum must be massively expanded. People should not be able to use asylum claims as a way to work in America. There needs to be a much greater cooperation with the home countries of these applicants rather than insults, threats, and aid freezes. No one fix will do it, but we need the kind of sensible bipartisan legislation that has resolved past immigration crises. Democrats have spent most of their efforts on this topic assailing the Trump administration for its heartlessness. Fine. But that does not address the roots of this genuine crisis. If things continue to spiral downward and America's southern border seems out of control, Trump's tough rhetoric and hardline stands will become increasingly attractive to the public. Keep in mind that the rise of populism in the Western world is almost everywhere tied to fears of growing out-of-control immigration.
I did mention that with CNN, right? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Look, That's as close as you get to an apology. He still tries to hammer Trump, but in his heart of hearts, he knows he's wrong for even intimating that Trump has anything to do with it. Donald Trump is solving this crisis that he admits is a crisis. Got to leave it there. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.